The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "When Allah created Adam, He stroked Adam's back, and every person that He will create from him until the day of resurrection fell forth from Adam's back, and Allah placed a glimmering light between the eyes of each one of them. Allah then showed Adam all of his descendants, and Adam asked, 'Ay Rabb, man ha'ula?' 'O Lord, who are these?' Allah said, 'Ha'ula'i dhuriyatuk. These are your progeny.'" This hadith gives us a glimpse into a momentary pre-earthly life that all humans experienced. It was the first event in collective human history, and the first time we became spiritually aware, as we were ingrained with a recognition of Allah as our Lord God and Creator.
وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ.
And when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their loins, their seed, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, "Am I not your Lord?" They said, "Yes, we testify." Lest you should say on the day of resurrection, "Verily, we have been unaware of this." Thus, before any of us were born unto our mothers, we testified before the God of our father, Adam, alayhi salam, recognizing his lordship over us. Hence, all humans have inherited a natural disposition towards God consciousness. This primordial natural state of man, one of servitude before God, is called the fitra, and it remains innate in all of us. Shedding further light, the Prophet also narrated a hadith Qudsi, where he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said that Allah said, "Truly I have created my slaves as pure monotheists, all of them." Then the devils came to them and snatched them away from their religion. And the devils forbade them what I have made lawful for them. And the devils ordered my slaves to commit shirk, to ascribe partners with me, for that which I had sent down no authority. On another occasion, the companion, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, related how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained, "There is none born except that they are born upon the fitrah. Then their parents make them into Christians, or Jews, or pagans. Just as when an animal is born whole, its limbs intact, do you consider there to be any mutilation, any disfigurement in that?" Then Abu Huraira recited the verse,
فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
So set your face to the religion of pure monotheism, the nature framed by Allah with which He has created mankind. No change let there be in the creation of Allah. That is the upright religion. So the Sunnah teaches us that were our spiritual inclinations left to be expressed in accordance with an uncorrupted fitrah, we would be naturally given to monotheistic worship. This is how we were hardwired and pre-programmed, so to speak, when Allah created us, to incline towards recognizing the truth of His being and the justice of recognizing His lordship over His creation. However, as man is susceptible to being conditioned by his external environment, so too our fitrah can be repressed and even corrupted by man-made ideologies and theologies. In stark variance with Christianity and some other belief systems, Islam teaches that we are created and born upon original innocence, not upon original sin. We do not start sinning until we consciously choose to do so once we reach adolescence. Therefore, whenever a person comes to Islam, when they recognize and acknowledge the reality of God as presented by Islam, and their need to know Him, to worship Him, and to nurture a relationship with Him, then they have merely realigned with their fitrah. Or it could be said, their fitrah has reawakened and realigned them. This is why we say about those who embrace Islam that they are reverts, not converts, as they have simply reverted and returned back to their natural Islamic belief in God. The fitrah is, therefore, in its pure, uncorrupted form, an inherent proof of the truth of Islam. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to supplicate with the following beautiful words in the morning and in the evening. أَصْبَحْنَا أو أمسينا على فترة الإسلام. I have reached the morning, or I have reached the evening upon the fitra of Islam. وكلمة الإخلاص, and upon the sincere word. ودين نبينا محمد, and upon the religion of our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وعلى ملة أبينا إبراهيم, and upon the way of our father Abraham. حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين. A pure monotheist, حنيفا, a Muslim, and he was not of the polytheists. He was not of those who ascribe partners with Allah. Notice how the two terms, Hanif and Fitra, are coupled together not for the first time in the revealed text. Both terms refer to an earlier origin state of faith, before Allah sent Muhammad with the Quran and Islam. Hanif being the pure and perfect tawheed that characterized the call of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, while the Fitra, as we now know, is our primordial belief, our natural inclination to believe in Allah and to worship Him alone.